Great rivalries have many origins, but the rivalry between the Redskins and Cowboys, perhaps the greatest in football, began over a song. 1960, Texas oil tycoon Clint Murchison Jr. needed approval from each NFL owner before he could realize his dream of a Dallas-based expansion team. Only one refused, Redskins owner George Preston Marshall.
There's no excuse for expansion in the National Football League. We furnish football now for free through television.
Anticipating this roadblock, Murchison had shrewdly purchased the rights to the Redskins fight song, Hail to the Redskins. In exchange for the song's safe return, Marshall begrudgingly changed his vote. The Dallas Cowboys and a new rivalry were born. Marshall gained a small measure of revenge when the teams first met on October 9, 1960. The Redskins won the game 26-14, their only win of the season. Dallas would remain winless. Fierce battles were fought through the 60s, most notably the Sonny Jurgensen-led comeback from a 21-0 deficit to a 34-31 victory in 1965. But it wasn't until George Allen's arrival in 1971 that this heated rivalry became an inferno. Allen once offered to fight Tom Landry to determine a game, and the clashing personalities of the two coaches personified the heart of the rivalry. Allen's eccentric blue-collar exuberance, Landry's aloof, stoic, white-collar demeanor. Cowboys had become the team to beat in the East. To Allen, that made them enemy number one and the main focus of his obsessive attention.
I found out that they spent close to $3,000 on posters and Christmas cards. We used that money to buy projectors. More projectors to study the Dallas Cowboys.
Now we bring those damn Cowboys next.
On New Year's Eve 1972, those studies paid off as the ravenous Redskins, backed by a frenzied crowd, obliterated the defending champions to claim their first Super Bowl berth.
When we beat Dallas here to win the NFC Championship, that was the highlight, I guess, of some of our careers. We felt like we were the best team in football.
For both sides now, fan and player alike, the rivalry had become personal. Over the next decade, it intensified, both teams tasting glorious victories and heartbreaking defeats. In 1982, the Cowboys earned the chance to avenge their NFC Championship loss a decade earlier. They now faced the Joe Gibbs-led Redskins, but history would repeat itself, and a new war cry would become part of the rivalry forever.
That game was probably the game for me. If I picked one game, it was that game. For all the emotions, we'd never beat them since I'd been here.
I really had a dislike for the Cowboys because they felt like they were the America's team. They were sort of arrogant. But it was a new day and a new generation that we took over.
To be able to share that moment with the people of Washington, with your home fans, at your house, against your arch rival, is the best.
Cowboys lead the overall series, but the Redskins, who hold a 2-0 postseason record against Dallas, have enjoyed their share of boast-worthy moments, including a memorable season sweep in 2012. On Thanksgiving Day, rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III etched his name into the rivalry's lore with a jaw-dropping performance. Powered by Griffin's arm, the Redskins racked up a 28-point second quarter, securing their first Thanksgiving victory in the series history. Just a month later, the teams met again for the type of all-or-nothing brawl that George Allen's dreams were made of. Winner takes the East, loser stays home. It was a back-and-forth slugfest until the fourth quarter, when it became clear the Cowboys star was fading and a Redskins star was rising, rookie running back Alfred Morris. Morris punished the Cowboys, torching the defense for more than 200 yards. Thoughts of a Cowboy comeback were stifled by linebacker Rob Jackson, whose pick of Tony Romo helped the Redskins put the game out of reach, claiming their first division crown since 1999. It began over a song, but now, more than 50 years later, the Redskins-Cowboys rivalry has become part of the very fabric of both teams' traditions. There may never be any love lost between these two franchises or their fans, but football enthusiasts everywhere love a good rivalry, and that's just what it is.